Mobile.
4CBA, KI4EJY. How are you doing today, Dave?
4EJY, doing well, KB4CBA. Hope you are. Remind me your name again.
E-L-I-S-H-A.
Hey, well, good deal. So what are you up to?
Leaving a job and gonna swing my wife Karen's house real quick and check on them, and then I'll be heading home. Are you heading to go play some tennis?
Yes, I am. This will be the second time today, and second and the last.
I keep missing some conversations. I've heard you talking about the radio you have in, I believe, the 4Runner. And I keep missing which radio you have in there.
The dual band mobile rig that's made by ICOM. It's a 2730. It's a 2 meter 440 cross band repeater. Dual band rig. Anyway. And I'm using, I can't remember the name of the antenna. I'll think of it in a minute.
Roger that. Well, I was, been looking on, around trying to find, something to put in my, wife's little SUV. Does that one have a removable faceplate on it?
It does, and that's one of the reasons I bought it, because I did want a removable faceplate, and so that way, you know, I can put the body of the radio up under the seat.
I got some interference on that last one. I heard that you said it does have a removable faceplate.
And that way I can put the, you know, the main radio up under the seat.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I had a temporary solution in there for a while. I've got hard power run from the battery. And if I end up having to drive her car, I just throw my, I have an Anytone 578, which is a tri-band DMR radio. But I was looking for something a little bit more permanent, and this doesn't have a removable faceplate, so I have to have, you know, the whole radio front and center. And there's not really great places. It's just a little Ford Escape, like a 2012, before they changed the body style. So there's not a whole bunch of room to have a radio around the dashboard, so was looking at one of the Yaesus or one of the ICOMs, but I hadn't pulled the trigger on anything yet. Still doing some research.
Might be able to give you.
Glenn. yeah, that's, you know, that's the main reason I bought this, is because of the faceplate. You know, you can mount it anywhere. It doesn't weigh anything, and you can use a little strip of, you know, that Velcro, and that sticks the stuff, and it'll hold it in place, and you know, it's just real easy to mount just about anywhere.
Yeah, so just to what I was thinking, I have a little spot I could put a faceplate pretty easily and tuck the radio up underneath either probably the passenger seat. But I'll just have to keep looking around. Give me the number of that ICOM one more time.
Copy me or not, it's a 2730, and I think you and Glenn double, but Elijah, you won out on the double.
I'm destinating right now, so he can jump in and y'all can talk, but I appreciate talking to you. KI4EJY73s, y'all take care.
sorry about that. I just went through a real noisy area and down Edwards Road here. Go ahead, Glenn, KP4CBA.
No, I was just saying, if he's, you know, depending on what he's looking for, I always seem to have extra radios.
2BNG, KP4CBA.
Have that dual bander that, it's an older radio, though. It doesn't have the, well, you've got the head separation capability. I just don't have the head separation cable. It's that Kenwood TM733 I got. It's older, though. You can't, there's no computer programmer for it.
I had a, I think it was a 231 Kenwood, and but I tell you, I bought a ICOM 2300, take its place at the house, and man, I tell you, it's got a much better receiver and transmitter. It's like night and day.
Radios around right now. I can't decide what I want to put where. This one right now is that commercial radio that I had. Well, I guess I had it here. I don't know if I ever had it in the vehicle.
I'm really pleased with this one, and I like it a lot. And I haven't even used the crossband part of it. I rarely talked on 440.
It had a duplexer attached to it. I don't know where the heck that is. There's actually two antenna outputs, and I had a little duplexer there to put it together, put the two together to go to one antenna. Why I took that thing off, because there's no other radio to really work with, I don't know what, you know, why I would do that. That's the only dual bander I have. I got mono banders, mostly for 2 meters. You know, it's just, most ham radio people will say you always need more, but right now I got probably too many radios.
For CBA. Yeah, I don't remember what happened to my Kenwood. It just, I don't know, something happened. I think there was something wrong with the microphone, and I was having trouble finding one, you know, to replace it. And so I finally just, bought another rig. But that one came in a box with a bunch of other stuff, and that a guy, he was selling me the power supply. It was it's Astron RS35, I believe. It's it's about a 30 amp or so power supply, and the rest of the stuff in the box was basically just a gift. And some of it worked and some of it didn't.
Oh, by the way, here's a bunch of other crap that probably works, may not. I'm sure there's radios, I'm sure there's HF radios I'm not using. I probably got at least three of them.
Phone call KP4CBA.